This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into a very special and important I'm Fat Podcast. I am Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. And Jay, it is that time of year.
It is. It is March Fatness. It is time to reveal ourselves and our brackets to you, our I'm Fat Podcast listeners. Very exciting to have this show. This is more exciting to me than basketball. I know that comes as a surprise to very few people. This is the big day for me. The reveal show is a lot of fun going through the matchups we came up with. I think you guys are going to enjoy these very, very much.
And also the two regions that came from the fellow fests that got their own regions, Russ and John. So follow us on Twitter at I'm Fat Pod. That's where you'll be able to vote. On Twitter at I'm Fat Pod, we'll be posting every matchup. That's where you're going to have the opportunity to decide who or what goes into the Onion Ring of Honor next to pizza.
And this is an important duty you have. You know, this is a big thing. Pizza should not be trifled with. We need to get another member of our Ring of Honor, and the winner of this tournament will be in. So it's up to you. Shall I begin with Russ's bracket?
Let's first say, make sure you're subscribing,
yes,
rating, and reviewing the podcast. Appreciate everybody that has done that so far. On Twitter also, use the hashtag MarchFatness, and I'm a fat. All right, let's get to Russ's region,
so to speak. The number one seed, maybe the favorite for the tournament. If pizza's in the Onion Ring of Honor, bacon has to be there. So Bacon, the number one seed in the Russ bracket, against the number 16 seed, Destination XL, the store for fat people. The 8-9 matchup, Family Guy star Peter Griffin goes up against the 2018 U.S. men's curling team, an underrated contender, lots of fat guys on the Olympic stage. They had a lot of focus. They got a lot of attention. They did a very good job, brought a lot of pride to the nation as a group of fat bearded men. So they've got a chance. The number 5, Snack Machines, versus the number 12, Buffets.
It's an interesting matchup because it's two similar type things.
It is.
And it's just a matter of if you want the convenience or mass quantity.
Right. And both have value. That is going to be a matchup to watch for sure. Number 4 seed, Oreos, up against the 13, Craft Beer.
Wow.
Really, really tough matchup. I know which way I'm leaning, but I don't want to tip my hat there. Number 6 seed in the Russ category, Ben and Jerry. Two icons of the ice cream industry up against slip-on shoes, and really aren't all shoes slip-on if you put enough effort into it.
It's
so
true.
The number 6, Ben and Jerry, versus number 11, slip-on shoes. The 3 seed, the Pizza Puff, up against another strong contender, number 14, Waffles. Watch out for that 3-14 matchup. There could be an upset there with Waffles over Pizza Puff. The number 7 seed, cake. Just cake. Cake in general. Who doesn't like cake?
Lots of varieties.
Yeah, you're an idiot if you don't like cake, and take it to the bank. Against the number 10 seed, food delivery apps, a newer thing. Doesn't have the lifelong sample size that cake has, but it's made a strong impact in my fat life already. And the number 2 seed, the drive-through, against the number 15, tortillas. A very handy vessel in the Mexican food world. So tortillas up against drive-through. That finishes off the Russ bracket.
That's a really strong region from Russ.
Yeah. Any matchups there you have an eye on that you can see as a potential upset happening?
I think Slip-On Shoes has a strong opportunity against Ben and Jerry's because there's a lot of ice cream varieties out there, but boy, the convenience of Slip-On Shoes is really tough to beat.
Now, we need to clarify with Russ. Is it Ben and Jerry's ice cream, or is it Ben and Jerry themselves? I understood it as the two icons of the brand, the two founders of the ice cream company, and that puts a different layer on it. When you look at the impact that those two guys have made on fat people over the years, I can tell you it's Gore House. Two consecutive nights, Dan McNeil downed a pint of Ben and Jerry's each night.
Wow.
It amounted to about 4 or 5 minutes before he took the entire thing down. So something to keep in mind. Is it two guys or is it just a company? That's going to make a difference in a lot of voters' minds, I think.
I think that's very fair. One potential second round matchup that's very intriguing would be food delivery apps against drive-through.
Yeah.
Because it's a similar thing. It's all convenience about how you get your food.
You just have to ask yourself, which would you sooner give up? And I think the answer is I'd probably give up the app sooner than a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Because it's a longer wait. You got to pay more for it. There's factors. But the food delivery app, I've been using DoorDash a lot.
Okay.
Outstanding. You just watch the car on the map get closer and closer to your house. Oh, it's a nice feeling.
Most stuff is close enough to us where I don't bother with the apps.
Well, see, if you have a child and you're parenting alone,
sometimes
you're
I can see that.
It's 9 o'clock and I haven't eaten in 20 minutes and I don't like anything in the house. I've eaten everything in the house already. I need to get Chipotle now.
That makes sense.
Boom.
All right, let's move over to the man with the fattest name Jay has ever heard, John Gaglione, his region.
It just does sound like a
It really guy. Does. Like, he should be in the Italian restaurant with his gut sitting on top of the table.
Yes.
And it's almost like, is that in Big Daddy, where there's the guy sitting in the restaurant, but with the incredibly attractive woman eating the other end of the sausage, or like it was something like a I don't remember exactly what it was.
I do think that's Big Daddy.
Okay,
yes.
It was some Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, the number one seed in the John Gaglione region, mozzarella sticks.
Oh boy,
that's a strong number one.
That is a tough out. Killer's gonna kill.
Mozzarella sticks up the Zion Williamson of this.
Yes.
And this taking on the 16 seed joggers.
Now, not joggers as in people that run.
Correct.
Oh, they would never be in this category.
Yeah, 100%.
These are the new fad in sweatpants that are very top heavy and bottom slim. I look like a jackass when I wear them. But a lot of people like them. A lot of people look good. I just don't have the build for it. But jogger sweatpants, to be clear, is a 16 seed.
That definitely rings of a 1-16 matchup.
Yes.
The 8-9, your 8 seed is basketball shorts.
Okay.
Taking on the 9 seed oversized hoodies.
You can't have one without the other sometimes. They just go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's why it's the 8-9.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's going to be a tough decision for the voters. The 5th seed, Notorious B.I.G., taking on the 12 seed and a strong 12 seed, gas station hot food.
I just, you know, I've talked about my fatness line before where I won't go out and get fried chicken.
Okay.
Gas station hot food is one of those lines where I'm just not going to have the roller hot dog. I will say.
Have you ever or?
I have before. The only time I ever bought gas station hot food is in Bourbonnais at the Speedway. They have breakfast sandwiches and I was in a jam. I was running late for Bears camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed one of those and they were fine. They were pretty good.
And Biggie's someone that made being fat cool.
A fat icon.
Yes.
Yes.
A ficon.
He made being fat sexy.
Yes.
Every time you see a picture of Biggie, he's got two or three really attractive women just hanging on him.
And it's much more because of him being fat than him being rich.
Of course. Okay. Let's tell ourselves
that. Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The number 4 seed in the John Gaglione region, playing center in pickup basketball. It's really good.
I like that one.
I like that a lot. Takes on the 13 seed, Young Jonah Hill.
Young Jonah Hill. We're talking grandma's boy, Jonah Hill, where his whole role was sucking on the breast of a stripper at a party. I'm like, is that Jonah? That's Jonah Hill. Look at that.
Yeah.
And I seen the movie 15 times before I knew who Jonah Hill was. Then I watched it again on whatever, cable access. And there he was, Jonah Hill, just going to town.
40-year-old virgin, too.
Yes.
When he's trying to buy the shoe, the platform shoes.
I really just want to purchase those shoes and take them home, but you're making it very difficult.
Yeah. That's so great. The 6th seed, fried egg on a sandwich.
Sky Point.
Takes on the 11 seed Pop-Tarts.
Ooh, Pop-Tarts is tough.
Pop-Tarts are really... What's your favorite variety?
S'mores.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't have to finish your sentence. Okay. I had it locked and loaded.
I'm a fairly traditionalist. The frosted strawberry
is
very
healthy.
Good.
It's fruit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The s'mores, though, growing up, I lived off the s'more Pop-Tart. I'm not a big breakfast guy, but that was pretty much my breakfast if I was forced.
That's definitely not breakfast.
I mean, but it's a Pop-Tart.
It's a Pop-Tart, but there's nothing breakfasty in it. Mitch bought two Costco-sized boxes of s'more Pop-Tarts at Score House, and that was my breakfast every
morning. I was going to say, what do you get for everybody else?
Yeah, no, that was... I took down most of those. Some people still have pride.
Okay.
Not me.
And fried egg on a sandwich is much more your thing than my thing.
Oh, so good. It just adds that texture.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even really taste it.
Okay.
But the yolk just makes the burger taste great, and it makes the ingredients stay and stand out better, especially if you're getting bacon on your burger.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer. It's so good.
All right. The 3 seed, Portillo's cheese sauce.
Yes.
That's solid. Takes on the 14 seed, President William Howard Taft.
That was a large president. Yes.
The story of him giving up his seat on a train to 3 women.
That's thoughtful of him. That's just efficient.
Yeah, exactly.
The Portillo's cheese sauce, by the way, my wife, who is not fat, will always finish the Portillo's cheese sauce cup with her finger. There is not a drop left in that cup when we leave. It's just vroom, swooping around in there. Man.
Nice.
I wish. Never mind. Let's move on. 3, 2, 1.
The number 7 seed, Little League Catchers.
Yes.
Takes on the 10 seed, Nose Tackles.
Well, now Shane Reardon took issue with Little League Catchers. Like, I was a Little League Catcher. I have a beard and I make steak and crap. Like, Shane, you were probably one of the bigger kids on your team, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Case in point. You put the big kids at catcher.
Yes.
Because they can handle it. They can handle the foul tips. They can handle the plays at the plate. Exactly. So don't be triggered by that, Shane Reardon.
And a lot of them doubled as nose tackles when they would play football.
That's what I was. I could not catch because I was left-handed.
Okay.
And no one wanted to pay for the left-handed catcher's mitt.
Sure.
Including me. So I was a first baseman instead. The other position for fat kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nose tackles is interesting because think of some of our favorite fats.
Oh, yeah.
Nose tackles. We'll get to it, but, you know, the number 1 seed in my region may have been a nose tackle at some point in his adult life.
Yes, he was. Yes, he definitely was. And I think the number 2 seed upcoming could be.
Could have been, yes.
Could have definitely been.
Yes, the number 2 seed, Bartolo Colon.
Yes.
takes on the 15 seed, Slow Pitch Softball.
Now, see, this is a... I don't want to say we're suffering from Bartolo Colon fatigue. I know people are tired of hearing about him. He's been in the league for 50 years.
Bartolo Colon suffering from fatigue.
Oh, always. And I think this could be slow pitch softball.
Really?
When you take a look around slow pitch fields, the guys that are dominating are all fat. They're all fat.
Yeah.
They can get the gut. It's a different swing in slow pitch than it is in hardball.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to get that midsection through the zone. And when you have more midsection, you get more power. And yeah, they usually blow something out running the bases.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, they can hit for power. Fat guys thrive in slow pitch softball.
So to recap, the John Gallione region, mozzarella sticks against joggers, basketball shorts takes on oversized hoodies, Notorious B.I.G. takes on gas station hot food, playing center in pickup basketball versus young Jonah Hill, fried egg on a sandwich takes on Pop-Tarts, Portillo's cheese sauce versus President Taft, Little League Catchers takes on nose tackles, and Bartolo Colon versus slow pitch softball. Good job by Russ and John.
Yes, very good competitive matchups in every round. Literally, I mean, aside from bacon and mozzarella sticks, the favorite in each bracket, any of these matchups can go either way. So I'm really interested to see how these shake out, to see who loses to bacon and mozzarella sticks in the final.
Well, now it's time for the Jay Zawoski region. All right, and I'm excited for this.
I gave this a lot of thought. It was a very difficult thing to come up with. This is near and dear to my heart, but I think I've come up with something pretty good, pretty balanced, and some of them require explanation, so I'm glad we're doing this show. First of all, got to tell people about the play-in game this afternoon. Happened between Alfred Big Al Delia. You may remember him from the Little League World Series. I hit dingers. And I weigh 390 pounds, and I'm 8 years old.
Yeah, his voice.
Yes,
his voice took a lot just to get through all the fat.
Yeah, fat kid voice for sure, which gave him extra points. He fell, unfortunately, to hibachi The once-a-year treat that we all get, and Hibachi won pretty handily. So Hibachi's the 16 seed, squaring off against my number one seed, everyone's favorite when you go out to dinner with friends, the combo appetizer platter. What are we going to do? Are we going to do the cheese sticks and the onion rings and the fried ravioli? Or are we going to do some fried zucchini and cauliflower instead? It doesn't matter. It's all fried. It's just whatever texture you want.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate. Usually goes for $9.99. Can feed about three or four people before the pizza comes,
sure.
Obviously. So my number one seed, the combo appetizer platter. And for clarification, yes, all items must be fried.
That's really strong.
And Hibachi, though, you want to talk about gluttony? You want to talk about everything's doused and drowned in butter?
Mm-hmm.
And while there's nothing deep fried there, everything on that table is oiled and buttered. That's why it's so good. All right, my number eight seed, hot fudge, goes up against the number nine French bread pizza, an underrated treat. Anytime we have French bread pizzas in the freezer, I am making them.
They're Red Baron?
I go for the Mama Cozy from Aldi.
Okay, yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Some thick pepperoni on there. Good stuff. The number five seed, breading. Goes up against Totino's pizza rolls. Who's not excited when they see pizza rolls in the freezer, right?
I'm telling you, it had been so long since I had them that one day my wife looks at me when we're thinking of what we want for dinner, and I'm like, this is going to sound dumb, but I was like, I kind of want pizza rolls.
Yeah, and you each got your own bag, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, because a bag of pizza rolls is a serving.
Right, I had the pepperoni ones, and I think she had the cheese ones.
The great thing about pizza rolls, too, is every bite's an adventure.
Yeah, you don't know what temperature it's going to be.
It might be an ice cube. It could be burning lava. It could be a little bit of both. But you're going to get all sensations when you eat Totino's pizza rolls. And let's say you burn yourself on one.
Yeah.
Just grab one, bite it. Chances are it's ice, and you'll cure yourself.
No, to me, the thing you do is your first bite is always a smaller bite out of the corner.
Bite. Yeah. Because you want to make sure. Well, the other problem, too, is it bites you soon. The lava comes out and burns your cheek.
Yeah, well, that's why you take the bite out of the corner so
nibble.
It's not as likely to explode out the side, so to speak.
Yes. And if you're not a fat person and you're listening to this, yes, these are real things fat people do. Rick was starting to talk. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yep.
We've never discussed eating pizza rolls before.
No.
Or our method. We all have them. It's
right.
Like fat instinct.
Yeah.
All right, the number four seed, cheese fries in a cup. Now, I think this needs clarification.
Yes, it does.
So there's certain hot dog places on the south side, when you order your cheese fries, they give them to you in a boat, you know, like the little long rectangular boat.
Sure.
Or they give them to you in like a tray and they give you a sauce cup of cheese.
Okay.
Cheese fries in a cup are a 32-ounce soda cup filled with fries and filled up with cheese.
What?
Yeah. That way, when you finish the fries, there's still like 2 or 3 inches of cheese sauce in the bottom of the cup.
Oh.
And you have to specify when you order, because most places don't do it that way. So when I drive through Junior's Hot Dogs there on 95th and Ridgeland, or I go to Don's on Harlem, I say, cheese fries in a cup. They know exactly what I mean, and it's definitely better. So anyone that's had that will agree with me. So number four, cheese fries in a cup, goes up against number 13, memory foam.
That's good.
Memory foam goes in shoes. It goes in your bed. Anything that fat people need help with, memory foam is there. Number six, this also needs clarification. White hot dogs. These are the opposite of Vienna. These are not snappy. They're not beefy. These are white pork hot dogs. I mentioned Junior's Hot Dogs. I mentioned Don's Hot Dogs on Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
If you've seen Bo's, formerly known as Bozo Hot Dogs.
Okay.
They also have the white hot dogs. They're my favorite kind. Sorry, they're not Vienna, but they're my favorite. That goes up against New Balance shoes.
Ooh.
Made and marketed for fat people.
They really are. Whether they'll admit it or not is one thing, but
yeah, we all know.
They're for fat people.
Yes.
I know I would have more back problems than I already do if it wasn't for New Balance shoes.
Thanks, New Balance, for keeping us upright.
Yes.
At least for 3 more years
yeah.
Before our legs are sawed off.
Even with us getting no money for that.
Correct. Number three seed, and who's not just in heaven when they come home and see this? Homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
Just sitting there in a tray.
Yes.
Probably too hot to eat yet, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yep.
You don't care if you burn yourself a little bit. You want them as hot as possible. Homemade chocolate chip cookies go up against another number 14 seed, corn dogs.
Oh, wow.
Corn dogs, great. We had some corn dogs today for McGee's, the mini corn dogs.
Oh,
absolutely,
man.
Outstanding.
That's a tough. I think the corn dogs got screwed in the seating a little bit.
It did a little bit. I think you're right.
Because that's a real tough first-round matchup. Those are two that I could see being a matchup down the road, but it's round one.
I know. That's tough. Hey, corn dog underperformed.
Wow. You know? Because it's funny. I was at my mom's house yesterday just getting stuff, getting ready for a move. So, you know, clearing some stuff out of there. And she's big on having some homemade cookies sitting out and some in the fridge.
Oh.
And the homemade cookies in the fridge
are like cooked already, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're just, they're colder. And God, are they good?
I've never tried that.
Oh, already? Yeah.
I got to try that.
That's a thing.
Well, your mom never invited me over.
This is true.
I don't know why she would. We've never met. She has no idea who I am. All right. Speaking of tough matchups, number 7, compression shorts against exit row seating. That is tough, man. Another tough draw for exit row seating. That a fat guy's eyes light up when they see that seat available.
Oh my God,
on the Southwest
yes.
flight. It's almost never the case that it's actually available, but when it's there, it's a beautiful feeling. And compression shorts, if I'm going anywhere
yes.
that requires me to walk for an extended period of time, meaning over 15 minutes,
yes.
compression shorts.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, you need to limit the old crotch rot opportunities as much as possible.
And you don't want rubbing. Rubbing and
rubbing
chafing are
bad.
A fat person's enemy. All right, in the last matchup, number 2, the 13-year-old punt, pass, and kick competitor, Andy Reid. If you've not seen that
technically
video.
Technically Andrew Reid.
Just Google Andy Reid punt, pass, kick, and you will see a behemoth of a 13-year-old standing among mere children and dominating the punt, pass, and kick contest.
I mean, the kid behind him, number 21, I think, was
butt level.
He was butt level on this guy.
Yes.
That's
Andy
not
Reid
fair.
Just towering over the other children. I think Andy Reid still had the full mustache in that competition.
Seriously.
But Andy Reid goes up against the Little Debbie Snack Cake Empire.
Wow.
Oh, it's rough.
Man, your lower part of the bracket is...
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
It's really... This can go any way. I really think that any of these... I think any of these items could win. I truly feel that way.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because things... We learned last year that sometimes things we think are going to go one way don't go that way.
I'm still a little bitter about Ham Porter.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
That he was a first round out, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't think it was particularly close either.
No. That's ridiculous. That's a shame. He'll be back in next year. We got to get him back in. I think he needed a year off to recover.
Yeah.
We didn't want to give Hamilton Porter 2 years in a row of disappointment. Not sure his ticker could handle it. But he'll be back someday.
Looking at your own region, if you had to predict one upset, what do you think it'd be?
Boy, I think that Little Debbie could take down Andy Reid simply because of the familiarity.
Okay.
I don't know if a lot of people have seen the Andy Reid video.
True.
They don't know what we're referencing. I'm confident that if people have seen that video, will vote for him. But that, to me, is a big concern, is a lack of familiarity. I think that's what happened to Big Al Delia.
Yeah.
Is people didn't immediately recognize the name, especially with it being a play-in game, getting limited coverage. I think that's why Big Al fell in round one. So I think Andy Reid could be in some trouble losing to a 15, the Little Debbie Snack Cake Empire.
All right. It's time for my region.
Here we go.
I'm proud of this region.
You should be.
My playing game that happened today was wide recliners against hot sauce.
Yeah.
And it was a very tight battle all the way to the end. The lead changed a couple times.
We had 50-50 for maybe 10-minute span or so.
Yeah, which is really incredible considering the amount of votes that we had. Once again, if you want to vote on all these, follow the podcast on Twitter at @I'mFatPod. Follow the hashtag MarchFatness and hashtag I'm a Fat.
Yeah, matchups begin Thursday morning.
Yes. The winner by a margin of 51-49 was wide recliners.
Hey, can't argue.
I mean,
I love hot sauce, but a recliner that fits me is a good thing.
And comfortably, too.
Yes.
So that moves on to take on someone that I assume would appreciate a wide recliner, my number one seed, Spice Adams.
Yeah. Boy, Spice Adams, whenever I'm feeling down, I log on to the Spice Adams Instagram account and just laugh my troubles away, man. That guy cracks me up more than anything. And he was a hell of a football player.
Yes, he was a nose tackle, as
yes.
was listed in the John Gaglione region.
And he remains one of the more athletic,
large
big
people.
Dudes ever.
Yes.
Yeah, still.
I mean, all the different fat personas that he has created as well.
Yeah.
It's
Cream
really,
Bigums.
Yeah, it's like really getting a few different people within one seating.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about having Spice Adams as my number one seed. My 8-9 matchup, Insulin. It's just so ridiculous. Takes on Cheese Curds.
Oh, boy. Well, if I had to give up one of them, I would die. meaning cheese curds. So that's tough. That's really tough.
That might be a little too mean. I don't know how that one's gonna go, but boy,
I'm a diabetic and I took the joke well, so I think you're okay.
I know mozzarella sticks is a one seed.
Yeah.
But boy, do I love cheese curds.
Oh, man. Tough to beat.
A well-done cheese curd is so tough to beat.
I know, but see, I think we discussed this on the podcast before. The mozzarella stick thing is you order the basket. It's kind of expensive, usually $6-7, and there's only four.
Yeah.
So the value of a mozzarella stick is almost immeasurable.
That's true. I really like this 5-12 matchup.
Yeah, this is a good one, too.
Billy Bob from Varsity Blues.
Mm-hmm. Big man.
Taking on Chimichangas.
That's tough.
Yeah, I just had a chimichanga this past weekend, too, a chorizo chimi.
Mm.
Oh,
where'd you get it from?
Taco Madre out in Geneva.
All right.
There's a few locations for that place that are more out in the western burbs. They are incredible. So if you find yourself by a Taco Madre, stop and get food. Colleen really likes their specialty tacos that they make. The chimi is... It's not a soggy fry on it. It's real crispy, real light. So it is.
That's what you need.
It's perfect. And Billy Bob's just hilarious. So I hadn't watched Varsity Blues in a minute. And on Friday, I was over at one of my good friend's house. And we just started quoting the movie the entire time and just watched it. It was like midnight. And we're like, let's watch Varsity Blues. Sure. And just being reintroduced to the greatness that is Billy Bob.
Yeah.
He's a strong five
seed. And the name fits.
Yes, it does.
It's a great name for him.
So the four seed, we alluded to it on the last podcast.
Pie Day.
The Baker Square French Silk Pie.
Tough to beat. A fantastic pie on its own right.
It's one of the best desserts out there.
Yeah, anytime I see it, I'm happy it's there. Very happy.
And back in March Fatness, lower seed this year, so had a little bit of struggle this year, Eric Cartman.
A fat icon for all of us. This is a really tough matchup for him, though. I do not see this going well for Eric Cartman.
Probably not. But the 6-11 matchup in my region, the 6 is brisket.
Yes, of course. Brisket's amazing.
And just think of everything that comes off of the brisket. You get burnt ends.
Yes, yes.
And this that
deserves
and
a higher seed.
It's versatile enough where it could be all the different sauces.
Yeah.
And just,
mm-hmm.
It's brisket.
Yes, there doesn't not much more needs to be said. It's brisket.
It's taking on the number 11 seed, the Reaching Claw.
That if you have too much brisket, right. You're going to need a Reaching Claw.
Especially if you're sitting in your wide recliner.
Do we need to whiteboard the
Probably.
Reaching Claw?
Probably. So yeah. It's the thing you can get at like any sort of dollar store or whatever where it's just has an arm and then it has the two ends that clamp together with the suction cup on it.
Right.
And you just squeeze the handle and it'll close. So you can be sitting somewhere and it reaches what, probably a couple feet.
Sure. So yeah, if you're in your Rascal scooter at the Walmart and you need to get that cereal box off the top, you get your little Reaching Claw out of your basket and there you go. You don't have to stand up at all.
It's perfect.
Or whine for help.
That's a strong 11 seed to me.
I need some Fruit Loops.
You want Fruit Loops?
Yeah, you know,
it's healthy.
Fruit Loops tricks.
Yeah, it's
anything
fruit.
Like that. It is fruit. Cocoa Puffs. So you have chocolate milk when you're done.
Yes. The number 3 seed, Vince Wilfork's Ribs Hat.
Now, the best part of this.
We've obsessed about this hat for basically a year.
Is that it's envisioned on the Onion Ring of Honor at the Rick Camp Memorial Coliseum.
Yes.
Pizza and then Vince Wilfork's Ribs Hat written on the wall. And everyone's like, yes, the little hat tip to respect of the Ribs Hat.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, that's good. And then the 14 seed, the Santa Sleigh play ran by the Chicago Bears. And if you don't remember which play that was when the only person that was normally under 300 pounds on the field for the Bears was the quarterback.
Yes.
They had, what, three or four defensive linemen, and then Bradley Soule, the extra tackle, was on the field, and he caught the touchdown pass.
That was a hell of a play, one of the memorable plays in a season full of them. Yeah, the Santa Sleigh play was my favorite of the year for sure, and is strong candidate for, I think, we're talking upsets?
Yeah.
That could upset.
Really?
I do. I think so.
This might be my favorite in just how the seeding fell out. The 7-10 matchup. The 7 is Gritty.
Yes. Love Gritty.
The Flyers mascot is fantastic. Takes on the number 10 seed, Mike Francesa, sports radio Pope.
I mean, you know who I'm voting for. Is a hockey loyalist. I need to vote for Gritty. I love Gritty. Streaking at the Stadium Series game, taking off all of his clothes.
Yeah.
Running around. He's got a weird, like, blue belly button for some reason. But, hey, it's Gritty. I love Gritty. And he might have my vote all the way through.
I think Gritty could have a run.
Yeah, and might have
with or
runs.
Without the clothes. I don't know.
Either way.
Yeah.
You need to have nude Gritty in another bracket.
And maybe the strongest returning member is the number two seed, which I believe was a number one seed last year.
Yeah.
Gold Bond. We talked about it with compression shorts.
You need both.
Yeah.
The only problem with Gold Bond is if you're doing it post-chafe, it can burn a little bit.
I'd rather deal with that. Then it's the burn means it's getting better.
Right.
And I'm all for that.
Or you have an open wound on your crotch.
Well, there's that.
Which you probably
there's another level of joke, but I'm just not going
to. Yeah, we'll skip that one. Yeah.
And Gold Bond will take on the number 15 seed donut holes.
Wow. All right.
Because donut holes, you just pop a couple donut holes. It's like oh, they're only donut holes.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. Donut holes are fantastic. The munchkins, you're like, well, it's small, so I can have 12 of them.
Yeah.
Donuts. Also, the tiny Hostess. Do you go for the powdered sugar or the chocolate frosted?
Normally chocolate frosted just for cleanliness purposes.
Yeah.
It's funny. They're both great.
With the donuts, I go powdered. With the munchkins, I go chocolate.
Okay.
I go chocolate. If there is a chocolate munchkin back, I will left in the box, I will sort through to get to the chocolate one that remains before I even begin to eat the other ones.
All right. So to recap the Rick Camp region, Spice Adams, the number one seed, takes on Wide Recliners. Insulin takes on Cheese Curds. Billy Bob against Chimichangas. Baker Square French Silk Pie versus Eric Cartman. Brisket takes on the Reaching Claw. Vince Wilfork's Ribs Hat takes on Santa's Sleigh Play by the Chicago Bears. Gritty versus Mike Francesa. And Gold Bond takes on Donut Holes.
This is going to be an epic tournament. And I cannot
wait.
I'm
so excited.
Let's just look over at the number one seeds again. We got bacon.
Mm-hmm.
We've got mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
We've got the combo appetizer platter.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Spice Adams. This is
one of those one seeds would take care of the rest of the number one seeds.
All at once. That is absolutely true. I'm really excited to see these results on Thursday. Make sure you keep your Twitter account squared away on at I'm Fat Pod. My Twitter account at Jay Zawoski 670. Rick's Twitter account at Rick Camp 670. The Bernstein and McKnight account will also be retweeting things as the day goes. We want to get as many votes as we can.
Mm-hmm.
So participate, tell your friends. It's going to be a great, great tournament, and we cannot wait to see who our next member of the Onion Ring of Honor is going to be.
Yeah, there are so many of these brackets that have no real consequence to them around this time of year with the NCAA tournament going on. There are just all these people doing radio shtick and whatever, and internet shtick. This has real consequence.
Right.
Who or whatever wins is in the Onion Ring of Honor with pizza.
And that's, you know, that is a huge honor to be mentioned in the same breath as pizza, let alone to hang forever in the rafters of the Onion Ring of Honor.
So at some point in the middle of the tournament, we'll probably have to do another podcast to just kind of assess how things have been going.
Probably a pre-Sweet 16 or Elite 8.
That makes sense.
What do we call it? The Flabby 4?
Yeah, we had the Flabby 4, the Sweaty 16 maybe?
The Sweaty 16, the Eclair 8.
Yes. I know we had all this stuff.
Wasn't the Elite ATE?
Yes, the Elite 8. Clearly, we put a lot of thought into that part of it because we're like figuring this out on the fly.
We have time.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing this Thursday. Yeah. We'll start it with the regular games. So you'll have to keep an eye out all afternoon, all day.
And tomorrow we'll have a bracket sheet for you.
Yes.
So you can print them off, run some office pools, whatever you want to do. We will have a bracket printable for you guys tomorrow.
Perfect.
During the midday. So keep an eye on the I'm Fat Podcast account for that as well.
And if you're a 670 The Score listener, which probably you'd assume most of you are.
I would think so.
Yeah. Tomorrow on Bernstein and McKnight, we'll be doing some of this breakdown as well.
Right.
On the show.
In-depth analysis of these matchups.
We'll make sure Dan doesn't take the fun out of it.
He will.
He'll try.
He will.
We'll succeed.
We will overcome.
Yes.
Hashtag Elite 8. ATE.
All right. So it's about that time already.
Yeah.
We don't have time for any Ask a Fat questions. This is
too important. We have no time for nonsense.
This is a big deal.
Yes.
We'll put this out. Tomorrow we're gonna have a nice pretty copy.
Yes, it'll be doctored up by our digital department. It'll look nice. It'll be something you're proud to share. So we'll have that for you tomorrow on the I'm Fat Podcast Twitter account.
All right. He's Jay. I'm Rick. We're excited for this. It's March Fatness time, and this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
All right, I think we got a lot accomplished here today. Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G. Because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.